It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is one of them old Thirsty Thursdays, baby. One of them old Thirsty Thursdays. Hey, I know Ron's done it a couple of times, but I do want to mention that we are proud to partner with the Texas Children's Houston Open. Happening right now over at Memorial Park Golf Course. I played over there a few days back, and it was in beautiful shape. They were already putting up all the grandstands, and a lot of work goes on behind the scenes at them golf tournaments, man. I bet there was 100 plus workers out there putting up stands and tarps and all kind of the different suites that you can go to. It's wild, man. But that tournament, Texas Children Houston Open, is rocking and rolling right now. Alejandro Toasty. I don't know if that's right or not, but that's how I would say it right there. Toasty, if it were me, he is 5 under. He's through for the day. Him and Ryan Gerard are tied for the lead at 5 under. You do have some big name players that are playing in this golf tournament right now. Wyndham Clark is 1 under. Zach Johnson is 1 under. Let me get down here to some of the big boys. Scottie Scheffler is 1 under. He's through 10. Ricky Fowler is 1 under through 10. Tony Finau, baby, is 1 under through 9. Tony, stay on 2 feet now. Don't go running down the damn fairway on a par 3 or whatever jump and dislocate your damn ankle.
That was one of the nastiest things I've ever seen.
Hey, he laid down, put that thing right back in place and went to rocking and rolling, though, didn't he?
That was crazy.
Yeah, it's Thigala, one of the young phenoms coming along. He's even right now. He's through for the day as well. If anybody out there watching Full Swing, Thigala's been on both of them. He's an interesting cat, man. He's fun to watch. Jason Day sitting even as well. But yeah, there's a lot of big time golfers out there. Rory McIlroy's in there somewhere, but I can't find him. Is he not? Is he? Is old Rory struggling or what?
He damn sure teed off.
I mean, he must be having one of them rough days, one of them rough outings. But anyway, Rory is in the field. Scottie Scheffler's in the field.
Some what of you the people you done going down too far.
Hell, I done gone down. I think I'm beyond the cut, and I ain't found Rory yet. So, but hopefully he'll turn the corner. We'll see. Maybe I missed him. I don't know. But those guys are out there golfing. Beautiful course right here. Hell, I'd encourage anybody that can to get out there and play it as soon as this tournament's over, because it is in tremendous, tremendous shape. Again, we are proud to partner with Texas Children's Houston Open. And I guarantee your father-in-law, he'll be out there. He'll be watching that damn tournament. Not out there, but he'll be watching that tournament on TV for sure. By the way, Dirty's Daily It is powered by Mokarem Injury Lawyers. Mokarem Injury Lawyers, hard as hell to say, easy to dial, 281-222-2222. The Astros, opening day right now, Astros up 2-0.
Yainer Diaz just got an RBI single, scoring Isak Paredes.
Yainer Diaz with an RBI single. We got traffic on the base pass for the second straight inning for the Astros. Two of three innings they've had action. So, this is a hell of a start for the Stros, no doubt about it. Ron, I think the notes here are obviously Altuve's in left field. Cam Smith is in right. By the way, Cam Smith has already singled his first time up. He pushed Jeremy Pena after getting hit by a pitch, pushed Jeremy Pena from first to third, and Jeremy Pena ended up scoring on a fielder's choice later on in the game by Jake Myers. So Jake Myers with that first RBI, Yainer Diaz with the second RBI. Pena almost let you know that he hit into a double play, and he didn't. Instead, there's an error, and it looks like Christian Walker scores. Astros up 3-0 as we speak, Ron. But a couple of things of note about today's starting lineup is Altuve in left, Cam Smith in right, as we thought. But then at second base, Brendan Rodgers instead of what I thought was going to be Mauricio Dubon. But that decision was made, I think Brendan Rodgers is one of the last ones to be announced that he made the final roster. So I think once he made the final roster, that was probably the decision that was going to be made. But I got a quick question. Not that it means a whole lot, but just a reality, a human nature, human emotion question here. Who has more of a reason to be frustrated with kind of how this thing's played out with the Astros on opening day? Mauricio Dubon, literally, Ron, every position that he plays, with the exception of shortstop, was a possibility when spring training started for him to get run, right? And here we sit opening day, and he's the odd man out. You got Brendan Rodgers, you got Paredes, you got Altuve and Cam Smith both playing out of position. Either Mauricio Dubon with that situation or Chaz McCormick, who Dana Brown labeled as one of the, hey man, we've got at least a couple of outfielders, Jake Myers and Chaz McCormick, that are going to be out there. I think he was tabbed as one of those guys, and he's on the pine opening day. Chaz McCormick or Mauricio Dubon, which one do you think has more reason to be frustrated today?
Listen, look, I think both of them are pissed off. Frustrated and pissed off. I think both of them feel like maybe they should be in a better position than where they are right now. But I think it's most definitely Mauricio Dubon. And listen, I think he is very good in a utility role.
Yes.
He won the Gold Glove 2 years ago in that role. He was up as a finalist at second base as a Gold Glover in last year. So he knows and plays the role well. But damn it, Clint, you have been a professional athlete. Maybe you didn't play baseball, but you know don't nobody don't want to go up here and just be no damn utility player. Like, if it happens, if that becomes my role, I accept it. But when you have gone out in multiple fashions, I'm talking, hey, we've given you 140 starts in a season, and you have played well. Hey, in the playoffs, what have you done? All right, I've come up with timely big hits. I've come up with clutch hits in the past. What did you do the last time we made a run? ALCS, Game 7 in the ALCS. I was the starting center fielder. The next year we came back, I'm a utility guy again. And the person who didn't even make the roster is the starter now. This year, second base, got to be there for you, right? No, B-Rodge, he's going to come in. And I know Joe Espada, the captain, said today doesn't mean that Rodgers is going to be the starting second baseman. And I'm sure Dubon will get some action in there. But it shouldn't be, if I'm him, I can understand his frustration of this shouldn't even be a question. Damn it, I should have a role somewhere, one of these spots. And he has to be in the thought of, I have done so many things to show that I earned the right to be an everyday player with what we have here.
Yeah.
And so I think he really has the most leg to stand on in frustration.
All right, Ron, I agree with you, bro. Mauricio Dubon, I mean, Chaz can be frustrated if he wants to, but he's got, every time he sees that big, strapping, good-looking young man walk out of that dugout and go to right field, and then his first at bat in big leagues, get a single.
Yeah, that's not the one he's looking at.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, good point. He's just looking at. I mean, what he's got to do is read the bios. Never played right field. Altuve never played left field, and he's sitting his ass over there on the pine. And so that's enough to get frustrating. Frustrated, but I agree with you, man. Mauricio
Dubon. I was in center field for a damn World Series. I got a highlight.
Come on,
catch,
man.
I can't get to six.
I got one of the best action shots in Astro baseball history, and off the wall in right center field, and I can't seem to get back on this damn field at opening day in real baseball.
Six. That's what he's saying. I hit 22 home runs and 70 RBIs. Had one of the highest OPS of the team. I can't get number six.
Y'all, see what y'all do when y'all don't jack with me, man? I'm one of the best center fielders in the game, but here y'all been jacking with me. Everything's gone down. All right. I'm Clint Sterner alongside Ron Hughley. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston Sports Leader. By the way, talking about that Texas Children's Houston Open, Rory McIlroy he's even, by the way. I scooted right by that old that Rory McIlroy there at even, and he is finished for the day. So five off the lead. The leaders, again, are sitting at five under as we sit right now. I do want to jump over to the basketball tournament that gets kicking off tonight. March Madness back in action tonight. We got four games tonight, Ron, and I may not let you talk me off the ledge, all right, but I got a parlay out there that I'm gonna try to get Tyler to put in before these games tip. We'll see if I can get his attention before he gets in those El Tiempo margaritas up on that third floor. I'm going with the Bama over. I let our guy Rob Doster out of the field of 68. I was torn on that BYU Bama game. He likes BYU, didn't he?
Yeah, he likes BYU. Yeah,
I can't get down with that, but I can get down with the over. So I'm going to take the Bama BYU over 175.5.
That's a good play. That's Bama, who averages almost 90 a game, and BYU averages over 81 a game.
Yep.
And they can score, and neither one of them are great defensive teams. And they want to go up and down. A lot of threes taken in this game.
So okay.
That's a good bet.
So Ryan, you like that one. All right. Let's go to the Maryland-Florida game tonight. After Rob's conversation there, I'm not real up on either one of these teams, but he was the most convincing. Today's games and tomorrow's games, by the way, with the exception of a couple of the one seeds. He's pretty convincing with U of H. But he was unbelievably confident in Florida. I'm going to go Florida -6.5 over Maryland in this game.
Yeah, I like that. Maryland, they call their little group, their starting five is called the Crab Five. That's their nickname.
The Crab Five?
The Crab Five, okay. Maryland. And the big thing is they all play like 35-plus minutes a night. They don't get a lot from the bench.
Right.
They've got some really good bigs. The kid, Derek Queen, who hit the game winner at the buzzer. And then they've got Angel Reese's little brother. He's also a big.
Okay.
Really, really good. Their starting five is good, but Florida is Noah's Ark. They've got two of everything.
Yeah.
And they were the dominant team that a lot of people were picking coming out of the conference championships. They had a tight game against UConn, but I think they give Maryland problems.
All right,
I like that.
Bama over, Florida -6.5. And in the Arizona-Duke game, I don't like Duke -9.5. That's a big number. That scares me. Me personally, when I'm betting basketball, like when you get into those low numbers, the fours, the fives, like you can bank on the free throws at the end of the game to kind of push you over. 9.5 is a big number. You could be up one as the clock's expiring and you're getting fouled and you're not getting to 9.5, 10, right? So I don't really like the 9.5 there. I'm gonna go Duke money line in my parlay, which is gonna it's not gonna be worth much. Hell, some might say might as well just push it out. But I'm gonna go Duke money line in that game right there.
Yeah, I would at least go money line. I kind of like the 9-2. They
you like the 9-2?
Listen, Arizona's good and Caleb Love is really, really good. They've already played at Arizona this year.
Okay.
Early in the year, and Duke won 69-55 in that game. Cooper Flagg had 24 in that game. They've gotten much, much better.
Okay.
That was...
So you and Rob both
November,
like...
November 22nd, yeah.
Okay,
I'm
not...
get away from Duke.
But I'm not
line,
sure.
I feel really good because Duke, I think...
Well, I'm not sure that I can pull one game in a parlay. I think they all have to be money line or just, or just you know, all or none. So I'm not sure I can do that. But y'all like Duke minus 9.5. I can get down with that.
I do.
And in this last one... I don't care what you say. I'm going Arkansas plus 5.5. Arkansas catching 5.5. How you feel about it?
I think Arkansas can win this game. 5.5. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I think it's tight. Texas Tech is really, really good. I think it's tight. The only thing that concerns me is if Texas Tech is hot in three.
Yeah.
Well, shoot a lot.
That's one thing. Tech has...
And Arkansas goes cold.
Well, Tech has not shot the ball well in the tournament. Although they've won two games, they have not shot the ball well. So I'm banking on them continuing to be cold like that. And I'm banking on Arkansas continuing to be hot. My boy Boogie Buckets, if he can get to the rack...
Oh, 10 to 15 minutes, Boogie.
Ooh, come on now.
Cal said we'll probably play him 10 to 15 minutes.
Come on, man. Yeah, so I'm going to go. I'm not going to get over my skis here and go money line because that would be a good bet money-wise. But I'm going to take him plus that 5.5. So you got me on the Duke. Okay, I'm going to go Duke minus 9.5, Florida minus 6.5, Arkansas plus 5.5, and Bama over. That's my four-leg parlay right there.
Yeah, there you go.
See if I can't hit another one. I already hit one down this tournament. See if I can hit another one.
What makes you the most nervous?
Arkansas plus 5.5.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Hey, they've got the better talent. They've got the Hall of Fame coach. I would say overall talent. I'm not saying they play better. Texas Tech's a really good team. We'll see if the size bothers them. That's the big thing is if Tech can make threes and can Arkansas make more than they have the first two games and how does Tech deal with that size?
Yeah.
All right, coming up, we'll give you an Astros update as, it started off a little sluggish for Framber Valdez. We'll let you know where he is up to this point. And why don't we get into a kind of a season conversation when it comes to the Astros.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Coming up next. All right, welcome back into The Drive. The Astros are getting close to putting teams in a position that nobody wants to be in facing the Astros. They are a pitch away from potentially getting the bases loaded with Yordan Alvarez coming up. Jake Meyers opened up the inning with a hit. How about it, Jake? And he's been on base twice today. And
biggest opportunity to change this lineup, oh, Jake Meyers.
And then Altuve follows up with his first hit of the season. So that is the case there. And Paredes just grounds into a double play here as the Astros aren't able to score there. They still lead 3-0. And Clint, a little update. As I said, they lead 3-0 here after four innings. But Framber Valdez started off a little shaky, gave up a hit early and a walk, and then hit a batter as well. That first inning had two runners on. And ever since then, though, early, he has settled down a bit. Four innings, allowed just the one hit so far, two strikeouts, two Ks. So he is settling in right now pretty well right at this point. So Framber Valdez doing pretty well right now. The big noise there is Yiner Diaz. He got an RBI hit, and Jake Meyers got an RBI ground out as well, and then they scored on an error. So it's been a pretty good run for the Astros thus far as they lead 3-0. All right, Clint. Overall, now we now kind of see what this team, at least at the beginning, is going to look like, right? We understand Cam Smith is now going to be an everyday player right now. It looks like, to me, Clint, there may be a platoon there at second base with Brandon Rodgers and Mauricio Dubon. Now, hell, it may just be Brandon Rodgers. We'll see. We don't know. Joe Espada, the captain, did say this does not mean he is a starter. But we're starting to see some things fold out. We're starting to see what the rotation looks like right now. We're starting to see what the bullpen looks like right now and what potential the plans are at this moment. Lance McCullers is moving along pretty well. What's the overall feel now about this team now that we got a better and a more clear picture of what they're going to look like this year?
Well, look, I don't know how clear the picture is, and I don't know.
Well, at least right now it is.
Just to be honest with you, I don't know what to think. I know I like Cam Smith, that little push that ball through the right side of the infield, that first plate appearance. I know I like that. And so that's rolling well. Altuve, the ball has somehow found him in left field at least twice, if not three times. And I mean, he looked plenty capable in those, even though he almost had a collision there with Jake Meyers. Which my baseball experience is, when the center fielder can get there, when he calls you off, you get the hell out of the way. Well, Altuve just he must not have hurt him. But you know, so far so good. I don't know how much we've learned, you know, at this point. But you know, as I said yesterday, for me, Ron, I am uncomfortable with my confidence level with these guys. Now it's nowhere near where it's been in the past in terms of you know, seven straight ALCSs and the World Series, you know, favorite or top two or three odds to win a World Series kind of deal. But win the division, I'm still in the same boat, and make a good playoff run, I still feel pretty good about it.
Yeah. When you look around the AL West, and now we're starting to see how this thing is put together, yes, the Astros have questions. Right? We understand, we've talked about them. They're corner outfielders, you know, some of these young players, they've got questions. They're the back end of the bullpen, or at least leading the bridge to get to the back end of the bullpen, the back of the rotation. They've got some questions. But Clint, I still feel like they got less questions than the rest of the teams in the West right now. We've been talking about Seattle for a couple of years, and Seattle was all right a couple of years ago, but I still think there's a ceiling there where even with some of the moves the Astros have made, they're in a better spot than them. And I think the Rangers, they may come back and be the team that the Astros really kind of have to deal with more this year. But still, I think they have some questions too. Like, DeGrom, we'll see where he is. I looked up in the rotation. I think he's the fourth starter right now for them. So they've got some questions there. And then, you know, the Angels, we'll see. And then the A's are just moving to Sacramento. So I just think that you should feel more comfortable about the Astros when it compares to the rest of the division. Now, outside of that, we'll see. But I think you should feel really good about this team, as you said, first and foremost, winning this division. They to me still have to be the favorites when it comes to that.
Yeah, look, I'm there, and I feel good with them playing the Rangers. Probably shouldn't be as confident as I am, but I am. That's where I'm at.
I think their pitching is better. I think their pitching overall right now is better than the Rangers.
Well, you know? I think the pitching's better. I think the chemistry in the clubhouse is better. I think the confidence is organizationally better. I know the Rangers have had some success of late, but it's a different animal you're playing with here in Houston. So, I think there's plenty of reason, but at some point that dam's going to have to break, and I just refuse to believe it's this year.
The only thing I just don't, and maybe you do, I don't believe, and it could, that's the biggest thing, is that the defense will hurt them enough. Because that right now is probably the biggest question. That and the bridge to get to the bullpen is the defense. Yeah. And I don't think it hurts them that much. Now, once you get to October, maybe, but I don't think it'll hurt them that much.
Well, look, I think once you get to, like, the conversation we're having right now for me is about, okay, when October baseball comes, when it matters the most, what's going to happen? The question at that point in time, right, is you're significantly better at first base than you've been. If Brendan Rodgers or Mauricio Dubon's playing second base, according to what this organization, good gosh, Yiner Diaz, according to what this organization is telling us, you're gonna be significantly better defensively at second base as well. Now, can that offset the drop from Bregman to Paredes at third? And can that offset the drop from Tucker to Cam Smith and Wright? The Altuve thing, I think, works itself out. I think either he's going to play good enough baseball to where he is as good as any left fielder we've had, or they're going to replace him and you're going to have one of the left fielders you've had for the last 2 or 3 years anyway, and it's probably going to be Yordan when it matters the most. So, again, like I just when it matters the most, it's a lot tighter defensively than one may think. You lost Tucker, you lost Bregman, but you also picked up Walker and whoever ends up being your second baseman that's significantly better than Jose Altuve. So I don't know that offsets each other, but it's a lot closer than I think most want to discuss.
And I also think the hope is, all right, can our offense and the big parts of our pitching staff kind of help make up for some of that, right? Like, when you get to the eighth inning on this team, like Abreu, Hader, there's not much, many that can roll to that. Now it's getting in there. And then it's like, hey, Framber and Hunter Brown and some of these other guys, can they put you in a space there where it's like, yo, you get there and like, oh, we can like they can help overcome for maybe some defensive issues. Right, I think that is the thought. The other stronger parts of the team, can they step up and pick things up and kind of pick up for that? And that's kind of some of the stuff the Astros had done in the past, in the earlier parts of their offense could mask a lot of things in the past. Right, hey, man, maybe our issues are some things with the bullpen. Well, it's 7-3, so like
yeah, all right.
like we're good. Again, the Astros lead 3-0 as we continue riding here, coming up here on The Drive. Coming up, Cam Ward looks like he may be coming to this division. Is this finally the quarterback that will give any kind of competition to what the Texans are putting out there. We'll discuss that coming up next. All right, welcome back in as the Astros on opening day. Where do you think Tyler is right now in his opening day experience?
Well, he's out there in right field behind Cam Smith somewhere. Cam kind of misjudged that little opposite field liner that was hit at him a while ago, and so he's probably up there like in a verbal headlock, or he's got somebody else in a verbal headlock talking about that misjudge.
I mean, we're what, in the fifth? He's probably just really enjoyed himself. Probably hadn't eaten. Maybe ate earlier today, but probably hasn't eaten since he's been on his way to the game.
What makes you think he ate earlier today? You act like he just really hammers down on breakfast or something.
It might not have been breakfast. He may have gotten something between
Edo and Dykin.
Yeah, something. Now,
pretzel.
Now, I don't know. Now, again, like, I bet you he's been putting them away here a bit, because I'm telling you, the videos and photos he's sent have slowed down just a tad, and I feel like he's probably really feeling himself. But yeah, your boy is out there feeling good, as he should.
Absolutely, he should.
Opening day. This is a hell of a week for him, though. I mean, my man, he already told us he had him a good time the other night at the Rockets game where he had those floor seats. I know opening day, I mean, if you are somebody who partakes in alcohol and you are not letting it rip, like, I'm concerned about you. And then he's going to that Houston Open on Saturday, and he's going to let it. I mean, there is no way he ain't letting it go there all day Saturday.
Yeah, you can't even survive without it. He was worried about his liver before he found out about these opening day tickets.
Yep. Before he added that to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just putting that together, though. He lit for Tyler to be worried about his liver, too.
He said, I got to pace myself. I'm kind of worried about what my...
And that was before this. Come on, man. That ain't fair. Jeremy Pena in an Astros tank top.
They're giving him away. Retro basketball jersey.
That's a clean tank top. I mean, I'd like to have one. I just don't want to stand next to him when I wear it.
Well, and I know it ain't going to look like that on me.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, golly.
Right here, baby. Bringing the freaks out with that,
I mean, I feel like I got cheated at birth.
No idea. Yeah, man. You look up there, man. I ain't never going to pull that off.
Oh, no. Them days are behind us, boss.
But them days, they ain't behind us.
It never was
for me, man. I give you everything I got, man.
Hey,
I might be able to cut some sleeves. There's a time.
Put your wife beater on up underneath that.
There's been some times where I've cut some sleeves off, not been able to go past them with that. But cut them off, but no, not coming in like that.
That one I ain't got. Is it me or that's the first like tank top I've ever seen given away in advertising?
They call it
right?
A retro basketball jersey.
I've seen that tank top before. I believe they have them at Academy, but I don't remember seeing any other baseball players before advertising the tank top giveaway. I mean, Jeremy Pena needs the help.
Do you think they just went in here and said, man, here are all our giveaways, Jeremy. Any other clothing ones, man, why don't you go ahead and do it for us?
I think
But they, you see what I'm saying, though, the other day when I'm talking about they were putting out Tuve out there as the main model?
Correct.
Could you imagine they threw out Tuve in that? They put out Tuve in that retro.
Looked like my nephew Jake in a big basketball jersey.
Like I say, man, that ain't it. Ain't it? No, they picked the right person. No, man.
I do like that tank top, though.
Yeah, go ahead and get you one.
I might. If they got them at I'm really going tank top this summer.
Are you? You know, that thing's coming in one size.
I ain't going tight tank top.
They're going XL. They're coming XL in that puppy problem.
Nah, we're going to make sure that thing fits right.
One size larger than XL. Yeah, they're going to do that thing.
I got to have something I can wear out and about. I don't want that thing squeezing like a wife beater now.
Yeah. Speaking of Jeremy Pena, he's up. Had a pretty good day. The Astros continue to lead 3-0 as they go through five innings here. As they facing the Mets here, 3-0. Framber's been pitching pretty well, and they've been holding this lead. We'll keep you updated here as it continues. All right, it's looking more and more after his pro day and everything that's been going on and everything we're hearing from a lot of people reporting that Cam Ward looks more and more like a lot for the Titans. They're even bringing him in for a personal workout. The Titans seem to feel a lot better about him more and more. And that means he'd be coming to the AFC South with the Titans. And maybe not next year, but moving forward, we'll see. I think arguably over the last couple of years, the biggest advantage the Texans have had right now is in this division in particular, there's been a – and even though we've talked about the step back that CJ took last year, there has still been a pretty clear advantage that the Texans have at quarterback against the other guys in this division. It was Will Levis, obviously, in Tennessee before we'll see what Cam Ward potentially does if he goes there. And Richardson, he has been better than the Richardson-Flacco combination they've had there. And then he's also been better than Trevor Lawrence here the last couple of years. And not just better, Clint, there's been a pretty good gap between him and the others. And that's a clear advantage. You walk into those games having that type of advantage, and they've had such a good record here and dominated the South here of late. Do you think Cam Ward is a guy that has the potential to slowing that up for the Texans? Do you get the sense if he goes to Tennessee, that's a guy where, hold on, okay, there is, you're just not holding that big of an advantage at that position.
Yeah, look, I think if with any of the teams in the division, Ron, if they get just above average quarterback play, just don't like eliminate the stupid plays. Have good game plans with quarterbacks that are making good decisions. I think if any of the three somehow find that, then I think it closes the gap. This division is so bad because you've got Anthony Richardson tapping out of games, Will Levis playing backyard football out there, making bonehead mistakes week in, week out, and Jacksonville's got coaches over there kicking the kicker and can't figure things out over there around Trevor Lawrence. And so it's if a team just settles in with sound football, and as I've always said, it's not hard to win 8 or 9 games, man. Just be a team that you're sound, the dysfunction is gone, and you're getting better every week, and you're playing a good, safe, minimizing risk level of football, and it's going to close the gap in this division. Now, I don't think you're going to beat Houston. I don't think you're going to win the division with that approach. But the truth of the matter is the reason this division is so bad, now the Texans were part of that, now they're not, is that you've always had three teams in this division, not always, but recently you've had at least two, if not three teams in this division that are in the middle of like major dysfunction. Yeah. And piss poor quarterback play, right? And so, yeah, I think to your point, I think Cam Ward is a guy, and I don't want to take anything away from the head coach and the new general manager with the Titans either. I don't know a whole lot about Callahan, and I don't know. I mean, I know who they are, but I don't know.
None of them in the roles they're in.
When it comes down to like eliminating dysfunction and decision making and handling, managing people, I don't know enough about them to think, well, this is the guy. I can look at Cam Ward's journey to being the best quarterback in this draft. And see how he left three organizations, like immediately walked in and spent a year somewhere or spent 2 years somewhere and left that organization in a significantly better place than it was, a significantly less dysfunctional place than it was. It gave them a much better chance to win games and play winning football. It's hard for me to believe that he doesn't do that at the next level. It's hard for me to believe that, with a decent defense with the Titans, and if you just got a competent group running the show, which I think they do. I think they do.
Callahan is. Like, right, I think he's there is. With the Bengals and calling plays with Burrow.
That's a lot of NFL experience with his pops being there too at the O-line coach. A lot of NFL experience to not know how to just be average, right, at the very least.
And you're right. They got a lot of play and games. Hell, be honest with you, they shouldn't have the number one pick if their quarterback just didn't do just like not just bad decisions, insanely bad decisions.
Right.
They lost a game to the Bears. They had no business losing. They had, I mean, just multiple times. He just like, what was it like the first couple of weeks? Brian Callahan like came out like more aggressive you hear than to most the public, coaches. Like, yeah man, we just got to stop doing dumb stuff, mm-hmm. like boneheaded stuff. And he seems to have, like a lot of these guys have the talent, but because Richardson has more talent than anybody in the division in right. Indy, and Trevor Lawrence, we know everything that was talked about him entering the league. But Cam does seem to potentially with Callahan, if it's anything like or like it was at Cincinnati and how he ran, maybe a combination of the right people working with him yeah. to go along with his talent.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, well, I think Cam is significantly more talented than anybody they've had.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that has, let's be honest, if you're being honest, since Aaron McNair. I mean, he's better than Tannehill. He's talent-wise, he's better than Tannehill.
Yeah, Vince was there.
Yeah. He's better than Vince.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole different animal in terms of throwing the football from Vince. A different style, but I would – yeah, no, look, I mean, I think from a talent perspective, he's significantly better than anything they've had in 10 years. And to me, again, I would be willing to bet that Cam is a guy that – from an intangible perspective, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that he's just super elite at the NFL level, but he's above average. And I think you put all that into that Tennessee Titans organization. I think you got a better division overall.
I'm not even seeing. Have you heard the comps that Cam Ward has
I've
been
not,
given?
I've not.
I haven't even checked to see what the comps are, because I mean, he's got a good arm, but not it's not a Josh Allen Mahomes type arm. But he's got a good arm. Like I know I've heard comps with Shadur and things like that, but I haven't really heard the NFL comp with Cam.
Yeah, I think I would be going on a limb and say Cam's got a Pat Mahomes type of arm stylistically, like the ability to drop the arm slot, the arm all the talent. Different arm yeah. talent. Yeah, there you go.
Not as much as strength.
Yeah, the strength is probably on a little different level with Pat, but he's impressive. There's some pop there. He's physically a freak. And his track record will tell you that he has the ability to bring a team up to his level. And win more games with him. So I would expect him to do it. He's done it three different places where I would argue that it's harder to do it at those places because you're dealing with younger players and lesser talent. So why wouldn't he do it in Tennessee?
Yeah. All right. We'll see what happens. It looks like he is going to be headed to the AFC South and somebody the Texans are going to have to deal with potentially. Now, not saying that like he's about to come over and just take this thing over, but just a talented player. That's the number one overall pick that they may have to deal with. All right, 5 o'clock fire. We will keep you updated as the Astros continue at this point to lead. We'll let you know how this game has gotten here, Framber, and what he's doing, and where the Astros are at this point. Well, right now, we'll get you ready for the Sweet 16. I know Clint Sterner is really thinking about tonight as his Hogs get going. We'll talk about that. The Rockets are back. We'll let you know the latest we're hearing with the injury front with Amen Thompson and Steven Adams. All of that as we continue live right here on The Drive.
If you love your phone but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.